Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's up, guys?
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome back to another episode
of What
We
Said
podcast.
And this is
JC.
And Chelsea. That was kind of confusing.
That was confusing. So today was a fun day. Chelsea and I attended my mom's calligraphy class. She teaches an intro to modern calligraphy, so it's like a beginning class. And we were decent at it. I think we were better than...
JC was a lot better than me at it because, first of all, JC has good handwriting.
It's not great.
It is good.
It's decent, but
I'm like, it is. It is. I have said this before, I think, but the whole cute handwriting gene that every girl gets completely skipped me, and my handwriting is chicken scratch. Like, it's so bad. Me and my sister. And my mom has cute handwriting. My husband has literally like script handwriting. Have you ever seen Nick's handwriting?
I don't think so.
It is so good.
Really?
And so I was like kind of nervous to go to the calligraphy class, but it was really good.
Yeah,
I was I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. Fun. It's like very therapeutic.
It is. It is super.
It's kind of addicting. So yeah, that was really fun. And then after the class, me, Chelsea, and my mom went to lunch at a Mexican food place that we like. Stocked up on some chips and salsa. Ate some tacos. So that was really fun. And then
nothing's better than bottomless chips and salsa.
Nothing. And then we went our separate ways for a little bit, and then we got back together tonight.
I got a flat tire today.
Awesome. Tell us about that.
Well, I wasn't really there, so.
Oh, you weren't there?
No, Nick went to, like, go to the store to get, he left today to go to Las Vegas for a week for work. I'm sad. Yeah. And he went and got, like, toiletries from the store, and he was turning out, and I guess someone pulled out in front of him really fast. And some, I don't know exactly what happened, but he, like, hit the curb with his tire, and it blew. So
awesome.
Yeah, he had to put the spare on, and then...
Yep, dang.
So well, that's annoying. I woke up at, like, 5:45, took my dog on a walk. Sorry, this is, like, me complaining, but took my dog on a walk. Went to... I'm doing, like, a bridal bouquet for my sister-in-law, so I went with her to go pick some flowers up, went straight to calligraphy class, went to lunch, came home for like 30 minutes, went to my in-law's house, grabbed some supplies, went to, had the flat tire happen, helped my husband pack, and then came.
Went to the airport.
Yeah, dropped my husband off at the airport, came here.
And then we went to this place in Phoenix called NAMI, N-A-M-I, not 100% sure if I pronounced that correctly, but they have, it's all vegan, and they have just really good vegan desserts. They have like cookies and donuts and these like ice cream, basically like a blizzard from Dairy Queen, yeah, kind of that vibe, and they have so many different options.
It was so good.
And it was so good, guys. So it was worth the drive. We drove to Phoenix to do that, and then we just came back, and we actually did an Instagram live. So if you watched that, then you know exactly what we talked about in that live. And then now we're here recording the episode.
So it's been a long day,
but it's been fun.
Yeah, it's always, I like being busy. But on certain days like this where I don't have a single second to just, like, lay down, breathe. I'm the laziest. I'm like, when I don't have a second to watch my Netflix shows.
No, seriously.
When I don't have, like, a second to lay down and breathe and just, like, take a second to numb my mind.
Well, that's kind of goes in perfectly to what we're talking about today.
Yeah, true.
So we asked a few questions on our What We Said podcast Instagram, which if you don't follow us, the Instagram handle is what I just said, What We Said podcast. And we post a lot of fun, just like polls and questions, and we post info about our episodes and pictures. So if you're not following along there, make sure and do that if you want updates. But we posted a few questions. So the first question, maybe we should just go one question at a time. Yeah. The first question we posted was, what was it, Chelsea?
When you are feeling down or having a bad day, how do you pick yourself back up?
So first of all, we got so many responses. I was shocked at how many responses we got. And a lot of you guys sent like really good messages and like kind of went into more detail, which is awesome. So we had lots so of good content many. Here yeah. for you.
We wanted to know what you guys, because you guys hear what we said all the time, but we wanted to actually know like what you guys think and what you guys do to lift yourselves up.
It's fun
positive stuff from you guys, because we don't necessarily always get to hear
different perspectives from you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's fun to involve you guys too. And I think that, I mean, something that we're learning is that you can learn something from literally every single person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like every person who messaged us, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like one aspect of what they said, I'm like, oh, I love that. So it's cool to hear from you guys. Anyway, do you want to read a few of the, or actually, can you answer that question for yourself? What do you think you do to like pick yourself back up after a hard day or whatever?
Okay. Honestly, I think a lot of people said this, but what I just said, I think I need a minute to like breathe and just be
not do
and
anything.
Not think about anything, and that way I can kind of have my mind take a second to breathe and clear itself of like all the gunk from the day. That way I think I'm more able to be grateful, if that made any sense.
So what do you do to do that? You mean you meditate, or what do you do to like bring that?
I think it kind of just depends. Like there's a lot of different things. I think it is meditating, but I think there's different things that I do to meditate. So, for example, I think one of the main thing is, honestly, is I'll play with my dog.
Yeah.
So either taking my dog on a walk or taking her to the dog park or just, like, playing with her, like, in the family room for 10 minutes.
Because you're just, like, in the moment. You're not really thinking about anything
else. I would say that's my number one thing to do. Usually I'm always in a pretty good mood when my husband's home. I'm always like, yay, you're home. I'm excited, so I don't really need to pick me up. But when I'm home alone, been
the
working,
day's just dragging on or whatever. Yeah.
It's nice to have a pup around.
Yeah. Well, I definitely have experienced that lately too.
What do you do?
I love listening to podcasts or even just watching an episode of Friends or something like that.
True.
And a lot of people also said this, but just self-care. Even if I've had a hard day, if I just like shower, wash off my makeup, put moisturizer on and get in my pajamas and then watch a show, I'm just like, and then I just try not think about the, you know, everything.
That's true.
Kind of just chill for a second, like give myself a break.
Watching Netflix on my laptop in my bed is one of my top favorite things to do.
It's the best.
When me and my husband are going to bed at night and I'm like, let's just watch an episode. Like that's my favorite thing.
Me too. Or just like, let's watch a YouTube video. Sometimes we'll watch funny YouTube videos or something.
Yeah.
We've been watching prank videos lately where people just prank other people. It's literally so funny. Anyway, so I love doing that. A lot of people did say that I saw just self-care is important. So I think that is definitely something that I like to do. It's just unwind.
Yeah.
And I think
not think about something.
Yeah. And I might be going like on a different tangent here, but I think it's important to ask yourself what you need and do whatever you need to do specifically, because I'll see, even on social media, I'll see people just going a mile a minute and it seems like they never take a break.
Yeah.
And so then I feel the need to do that too, because I'm like, it almost feels like if you're doing anything less than that, then you're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just learned that, like, we talked about this before, which we'll probably go into more later in the episode, but I need sleep. I literally need 8 hours of sleep to function,
same.
Which I'm sure I'll look back on this podcast when I have kids and be like, like,
yeah,
that's funny. But right now, like, if I don't get a good amount of sleep, I'm so tired. At some point during the day, I like crash and I'm exhausted.
I can't function.
No, because I mean, I know there's other ways to like get energy, but I don't drink coffee or energy drinks or
caffeine.
And so I feel like a lot of my friends, that's kind of how they get through their day. They'll kind of have that crash, but then they just have coffee or like an energy drink or soda and they're like, oh, I'm fine. I just don't. And the reason, if people are listening to this wondering why, I don't want to become dependent on anything, you know?
Yeah, I feel the same exact way.
I mean, I totally understand. I was needing saying this a today.
Boost of energy.
Yeah, I totally understand when people do, because like I'll have friends where they work like three jobs and they drink soda every day. I'm like, no, I get it, honestly, because I feel exhausted too. And especially if I was as busy as them, I think I would have to.
Oh, yeah.
So I get it 1,000%. But I've just tried so hard to like not, because I feel like I would just become so dependent and need it to get through my day.
That's
so
true. Yeah, I seriously, we were talking about naps and I'm like, I need a nap when I don't get 8 hours right now.
Yeah, I took a nap today.
So bad. And I get so cranky. So I think I've brought this up before, but my husband is such a cranky monster in the morning. But I am at night. If he wakes me up after I've already gone to bed, I'm so mean. Like, he'll try and cuddle me and I'll literally like push his arm off. Like, I'm just so mad to be awake because I'm just like, my sleep is interrupted.
Yeah. I'm a kind of a monster
I need my sleep.
So what are some answers?
Yeah. So here are some of your responses. I journal. Writing everything out is therapeutic. Also, plant shopping.
Ooh.
I really love plant shopping too, and I know you definitely do.
Yeah, I love it.
I miss my plants. I had a bunch in Utah, and I left them in Utah. I haven't brought them down yet.
Who's watering them?
Well, I actually threw all my plants out, and then I just kept the pot, so I guess all my plants are gone.
Oh, actually, I guess all my plants are dead.
I killed them.
I murdered them. I have like 8 plants lined up in a row next to a window that I watered all before I left, and I'm praying that when I get back, they're all in good shape.
Yeah. They won't be.
Awesome.
Someone said, do something I love and get outside and moving. That is good.
That is very good.
Get outside. I don't know. I'm going to keep bringing up my dog, but it's good to have a dog for that reason, because she gets me outside sometimes. And I go outside. I'm like, I'm a hermit. I haven't been outside in the sun in 3 days.
No, that's funny, because even when I take Lady out to pee, like I've mentioned this a billion times, we haven't been able to like bring her to dog parks and stuff because she's just too small and she hasn't gotten the proper shots, the amount, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but when I even just take her out to pee in the backyard or the front yard here in Arizona, and I like feel the sun on my skin. Well, actually, it's very hot here, so it hasn't been that enjoyable. But sometimes I get out, I'm like, oh, I literally haven't had fresh air in 2 days.
Seriously, it's such a difference.
It's so nice.
Anyway. So we went to a cabin. Me and my husband went to a cabin. It was in the middle of nowhere. It's my grandparents' cabin. And they have all this land. And so they built a cabin in the middle of it. And we were out there. And I hadn't been – I know a lot of people go camping and all that stuff, but we hadn't been camping or – I hadn't been. My husband goes fishing, but – and we went out there, and we were literally in the middle of nowhere. I couldn't see a soul for miles, like as far as my eyes could see. And it had just rained a ton, so it was super green. And I was like, I can actually breathe out here.
Yeah.
Like I forgot what fresh air actually feels like.
No, seriously.
Going through my lungs. So I think that's good, and I think I need to do that more, is like go hiking stuff more, because
– yeah, even if – even though if you just like go on a walk around your neighborhood.
True.
Or like very go true. On a little bike ride, I think that fresh air is just very necessary.
Mm-hmm. A nice cup of tea and a good book.
Love that.
Pray and shop.
Love it.
I watch Emma Chamberlain vlogs and eat chips.
Honestly, iconic.
Seriously, same. Salt and vinegar chips, always.
So good.
Friends, ice cream, and a really good scripture.
Love it.
Take a deep breath, push the reset button, and change my attitude, or just take a nap, lol.
Yeah.
Same. Listen to my favorite songs. I talk to someone I love or treat myself a little bit. Ice cream and a good cry and or retail therapy.
Here's the thing. Retail therapy is real.
It's so
real. It might not be the healthiest like coping mechanism, but sometimes if I'm just, all right, I just need to go online shopping for a second. Even if I don't buy anything.
Even if I don't buy anything. Yeah. Even if I just add it to my cart and think about the day that I can. Self-talk affirmations.
Very important, which I don't do at all, which I definitely should do. It's weird how you feel weird doing that.
Yeah.
Do you say affirmations yourself?
I don't ever say them out loud, but in yoga, I feel like that's why I love yoga the most, because they encourage affirmations and I usually forget if I'm working out.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good time to like practice them.
Yeah. No,
I need
so
to do
good.
Them in the mirror, but I don't. I usually just do it when I'm working out or during yoga.
For some reason you feel stupid being like, I'm enough, I'm beautiful in the mirror, but it's so good. Even this is weird, but even sometimes when I'm strong enough to do this, if I'm feeling kind of down, if I'm like getting ready or something for the day, I'll just smile at myself and I'm
it
like
really
oh,
works.
It's the weirdest thing. I'm like, oh, I'm literally happy now, I'm so good. It's probably because I'm like, what am I doing?
No,
I'm weird.
Seriously.
But sometimes I'll just like smile in the mirror and look at myself and I'm like, oh, now I'm just in a better mood.
Yeah, it really is like such a physical thing that triggers an emotional reaction.
Yeah, or even I'll just smile at Leif or something and I'm like, okay, now I'm having the best day. Yeah. Like, it seriously...
My outlook on life has changed.
Yeah, it's such a crazy difference. So try that sometime.
Seriously. I write a reflection in my journal to figure out what it is that I need to change or fix in my life to feel better.
That's really good.
That is really good. I love to sing. I also paint a lot and go on long runs when I'm down or anxious. I've posted this before, so if you follow me on Instagram, which only 10,000 of you do. Okay.
So ungrateful.
So ungrateful.
Like 7K.
You are.
I'm kidding.
Please delete.
Well, here's the thing. I hope everyone knows, if that doesn't get deleted for some reason, I hope everyone knows that you're joking. Literally 95% of the time.
If they don't know that by now, honestly, get out.
They know it.
Okay, what I was saying, though, is if you follow me on Instagram, I post singing videos every once in a blue moon when I'm feeling frisky. And I wrote this in one of my captions because JC sings, too. And do you sing, like, often anymore? Like, just get out your guitar
really,
and sing?
Honestly, very rarely. But a few months ago, I did. I was like, oh, wait, I love this. And I did it nonstop for a few days. But then I stopped again, so I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, I do it in waves, too. But seriously, when I'm feeling, like, sad or anxious or any of those feelings, and I start to sing, it's weird how it seriously will, I don't know, send some kind of surge of joy through me. It helps me... Let me just read the caption. This was my caption from one of my videos. It says, one of my favorite things to do when I hear a song that really resonates with me to my core is try and cover it, not to redo it or to entertain others with it or even to practice. It's because of the intense healing that the act of singing that exact melody with those words does to my heart. It's almost sacred getting to add your truth and your voice to the song's message in an intimate and personal way.
Have you ever felt that? A very
talented writer. No, because sometimes I want to be like, oh, I want to write this song. I'm just not that great of a songwriter. I've tried so many times and I'm just not my thing. But when I cover songs that, like, you know when you hear a song and you're just like, yes, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
And when you sing it, I don't even know how to explain it, but you can just feel
the experience
yourself.
Is different. Like when you actually,
So anyways. Okay, put myself in the sun.
Good.
Talk to my mom on the phone or just take a bath, eat good food, watch BIP in bed, Bachelor in Paradise. You need to watch that, JC.
I know.
JC doesn't watch it, and I keep telling her.
I know.
Anyways, here's the thing. For those of you who watch Bachelor in Paradise and Bachelor, and you know that Colton is a new Bachelor, I'm sad.
I don't like him.
I'm not a huge fan.
I don't know him. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A.
Nice.
Watch a funny video or TV show, like JC said.
Yeah.
Go for a walk, work out, reach out to a friend, pray, meditate, list things I'm grateful for. That's my husband's. He says when I'm down, and he always has told me this ever since we started dating, that he thinks of 5 things that he's grateful for, and it always puts him in a better mood. When he's starting to feel, like, selfish, too. If he's starting to feel, oh, woe is me. He's like, I just think of 5 things I'm grateful for, and instantly my mood has changed.
Yes, that's so true. And also, I was thinking this today. I had this thought of how... I don't know why I was thinking about how we talked about in a previous episode the law of attraction and how, like, you know, kind of what you put out into the world is what you get back. And how if you were thinking positive thoughts, then you notice more positive things in your day and stuff. And I was thinking how, you know, those days where, like, you wake up, you stub your toe, then you spill your breakfast on your shirt, and then... you drive away with the gas thing in your car, like just thing after thing, and you're like, are you kidding me? Like, how could this day get worse? And I feel like those are the days. So when I'm thinking that, like, okay, what else could go wrong? Oh, that? Awesome. Okay, now what else? That went wrong too? Great. It's like because you're focused on what
else could
go wrong.
You're starting to look for the bad
things.
You're
looking for it. Whereas if you, because there's good and bad in every day, and it's, I don't know why, I was just like internally thinking about this today because I was thinking, today for you, it's like been kind of a long, stressful day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about, oh, I got a flat tire. That was annoying.
Yeah.
This happened. That was annoying. Like all these things. I'm so tired. I didn't get to take a nap. Like you could easily turn this into this day has been the worst.
Yeah, heinous.
Or it's like you could think to yourself, I got to go to the calligraphy class today and mm-hmm. I went to lunch and then my husband's leaving for the week, which sucks, but he's going to work and like that's yeah. good. And then I got to have ice cream tonight. And
yeah, you know that's what
I
true. Mean?
Like mm-hmm. there's so many, I feel like there's good and bad to each day and it's just how you look at it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if, again, I feel like I just go off on random tangents here, but I think that
that's what this podcast is.
Yeah.
A long tangent. So
yeah. But anyway, I just thought about that today. I wanted to share that. If this was on YouTube right now, you would all unsubscribe.
Yeah. Like my, for sure. If you guys were to see our hand motions, whenever we start to talk about something serious, we never really know what to do with our hands because we have mics right in our face and our hands are like literally all over the place. And I'm Italian and...
Sorry.
You know how Italians use their hands? Like in movies and stuff, that's like a joke, but it's actually true that they use their hands so
yeah,
much when they talk.
Yeah, you use your hands a lot.
I use my hands a ton. Like even when I'm talking to my Instagram story, I'm like using my hands so viciously and violently. Okay, anyways, moving on. I take a dance class. Mm. Oh, I miss dance. Don't you miss dance sometimes?
I miss that so much. I was going to tell you, we should take a hip-hop class. Silence also.
No, actually, that would be so fun. Do you guys know that Jace is a really good hip-hop dancer?
Oh, we should hear that goal. I'm like, what?
She's like, what? Don't expose me.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I haven't seen a video of myself. You know when you, like, think, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm a good dancer. And you, like, see videos, yeah. You're like, what the
you're,
heck?
And then you're Haney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you guys didn't know, Haney is short for heinous. It's a new phrase that I think Tyson might have made it up. Not sure. But... has really stuck with me.
Yeah,
me and
I
Chelsea
freaking
say
love
it all the time. I think it's so funny. But yeah, it's one of those things where you are like reliving your glory days. I'll be like, oh, I was so good at that. And then I'll see a video of me. I'm like,
No, you were really good at hip hop.
Okay, thanks. We'll
like
see.
Everyone knew that JC was this little white girl, but she could pop, lock, and drop it. I remember at dance parties, my boyfriend at the time was like, do you remember this? We'd be at dance parties. He's like, JC knows how to jerk or whatever it was. He'd be like, get JC, she knows how to Dougie or something like that.
What?
I'm going to find a video and post it. The jerk and the Dougie. Oh my gosh. Kids listening to this that are like younger than, or that are, yeah, younger than 18 probably have no idea what we're talking about. Yoga. Oh. I'm there with you, girl. Going on a run.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Just jumps right into it. Run or cry. Same. I do both sometimes at the same time. Comfort food. I will usually take the time to either paint my nails or do a face mask. Why is painting your nails, like getting your nails done?
Why is that the best thing ever?
The best feeling.
You feel like your life is together when your mm-hmm. nails are like, when my nails are chipping.
There's nothing like, worse.
No, you know when your nail polish is chipping and it just looks so bad?
It's Haney.
And like everything you do, maybe it's because I do YouTube. So I'll be in a vlog and I'll like, go to show me the
yeah.
vlog. My nail polish is all chipped. Not that I even, I just hate
disgusting.
The way it looks.
Disgusting.
Oh my gosh. I think it's a little too late to be recording. But it's like
if
a
you guys
sumo
our
wrestler.
It's from that Vine. I can't do it though.
Oh.
She's like, in those cowboy boots. Disgusting.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I did not do it justice by any means, but go for a run or walk my dog.
Sorry, I was just talking. Chelsea's like joking and laughing and just hops right back in. I feel like a lot of people do similar things.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kind of getting outside, exercising, yoga,
yeah.
meditation.
Music, journal.
Watch a show, watch a YouTube video that you like. Okay. Some of you guys sent messages that were a little bit longer that I thought were good. So I'm going to read some. So, hey ladies, first of all, I love the podcast. You guys are so real and I have loved all the topics you've addressed so far. I just wanted to answer the question in your Instagram story about when I feel okay. Amazing. This is for a different question. Okay. I'm sorry.
Someone didn't do their homework.
No, I just read the wrong thing. Okay. So, give someone a compliment. Seeing them happy and knowing it came from me is such a great feeling. And you never know, they might be having a bad day too. And I could have been the one to make it better. It's a win-win.
Oh, you know what?
What?
The girl that checked us out at the ice cream place, her eyeliner was so good. And in my head, I was like, oh, I should tell her eyeliner looks good. And then I got nervous.
And you didn't say it?
I didn't say it. And I usually always say it. But for some, I think I was stressed out because that place was a little stressful.
Yeah, there were so many
But I
should have
said it because she's probably so stressed tonight. If you're listening.
Girl who worked at NAMI, we loved your eyeliner.
Yeah.
Okay, someone else said, honestly, I try to look at others around me and see how they might be struggling and try to help them. When I get my mind off of focusing on myself and why I'm not happy, it helps me. Also, sugar, man, good for the soul. Give me some Dr. Pepper and a chocolate brownie and I'll be good for a while.
Ooh.
You were not listening.
My husband texted me. I'm sorry.
He
landed safely.
Oh, good. And I really like I've always been such a believer in like getting outside of yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't do it nearly enough, but I know that when you're having a bad day, if you get outside of yourself and serve someone else and like try and look for others, kind of what that girl was saying about complimenting others too, it's just kind of fulfilling to help someone else out and makes you feel better.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really good thing.
That's true.
Service. Yes. So, to answer your question about what I do when I'm having a bad day, a good cup of tea and a hug from my mama always makes me feel better. She's my best friend and can solve everything. Yoga also helps me when I'm feeling down, and I find cooking always makes me feel better. And of course, what is better than a big old snuggle or a walk in nature with your dog? Honestly, what did we do to deserve dogs? They're literally always happy and can always make you smile. P.S. Your podcast is awesome.
Aww.
That was so nice. And I, yeah, seriously, dogs are the best. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to read that one. And then this one I thought was good. She just said, my college roommate asked me last night about why I always seem okay. I had to tell her the truth that I'm not always okay. I broke down last week at lunch in the middle of the cafeteria because I missed my family. I'm not always okay, but I wanted to tell her I always seem okay because I make a conscious decision every morning to wake up and have a better day than yesterday. It's about choosing to see the positive in the world and not the negative. Also, calling my mom really helps. I also like to remember that the people who always seem okay are not. They just put forth the side of themselves they want you to see. So remember, you are not alone and there is someone else who's out there ready to give you a hug or a smile. Love you guys lots. You have made me feel better when I'm down too.
Oh.
So I thought that was really nice. And it's...
Calling your mom really is.
It is the best. And it's true. It is a conscious effort. I mean, of mm-hmm. course, there are things where, like, you're going to have bad days. There's also mental health. And if you have depression or anxiety, like, those things, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is... It's not always that easy to just be like, I'm choose to be happy. Okay, perfect. I'm so happy now. But it is, it's your decision to, like, ultimately to...
How you look at it.
Yeah, for your perspective to be good. So.
I like that.
Every time I'm down, I just watch an episode of Parks and Rec with my puppy and let out a good cry. She's Aww. Good at licking the tears away and holding me at Parks makes me laugh and reminds me that it'll be okay. I think Truly. Comedy shows are so good for just releasing those, like,
mm-hmm.
just laughing and being able to kind of be in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, I really think that that's so true. And then this kind of goes along with a quote that we shared a few episodes ago. So this girl said, you just have to accept that there are some things in your life that are out of your control. Sometimes I spend so much time worrying about things that in the end I know I cannot change. Over the past few months, I've started trying to be intentional with how I handle situations and recognize when I have no power to change anything. So I just sit back and let life be. And that reminded me of the quote we shared about, like, worrying takes away your peace, yeah. basically. And it's just like, there's no need to worry, especially if you cannot control the situation. So just like letting that go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this I loved too. This is kind of something we've mentioned, but this girl said, I once had a counselor tell me that I needed to take time each day when I could do something just for me and feel no guilt. I decided I would allow myself 30 minutes each day to watch an episode of Friends on Netflix. Since then, the things I do for myself have changed, but intentionally setting time aside where you can relax and feel no guilt about and feel no guilt is so important for self-care.
I like that a lot.
So just like doing those things and also not feeling guilty about it.
Yeah, because not feeling like you're wasting time.
I feel like a lot of times when I do watch Netflix or something, I almost feel guilty because I'm like, okay, this is so not productive.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you need that time.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, let's move on to the next question, which was, when do you feel most beautiful? Right, Chelsea?
Yes. Do you want to answer that one first?
Oh, for personally?
Yeah.
I seriously go back to this, like, I swear I've gone back to this a million times in this podcast. People were like, we get it. I'm not doing self-promo here, but I wrote a book called Make Yourself Proud. That is literally my life mantra. I feel like I feel the most beautiful when I'm making myself proud in everything that I'm doing. That doesn't mean that I'm successful in my job, necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, did I do something nice for someone today?
Yeah.
Do I feel fulfilled that I spend time with my family. You know what I mean? Just if I'm making myself proud, ultimately, I think that's when I feel the most beautiful. It's when I feel like I let myself down. Like, I'm like, which it can be good and bad because I feel like I have high expectations for myself. So sometimes when I don't meet those, I'm like.
Learn from them.
Well, I'm like distraught about it.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you set these expectations, you don't meet them, you're like, oh, I'm the worst. Yeah, so I'm trying to kind of lower my expectations in a way and just allow myself more lenience. But when I just make myself proud and do the things that bring me joy and that, I don't know, that makes me happy and I feel like most beautiful when I think when I'm doing those things. That,
yeah. When you're feeling confident.
Yeah, exactly.
Sassy.
Exactly. Because I feel like when I don't make myself proud, I'm not confident because it's just,
I would have to agree with that. I'd say mine's kind of similar. When I'm doing something that I feel confident in and that I – when I'm doing something that I love.
Yeah.
I think it's such a classic cliche answer, but it's so true.
Oh, it's true.
And also someone said this, but I relate to this too. It's like when they have their makeup off at the end of the day.
Yes,
and
a lot of people said that.
Yeah, like in their
– sorry, I can use the charger.
Oh,
my phone's at one.
And after they brush their teeth and get all ready for bed and they're like in their PJs. And I usually wear like a gross, ugly shirt to bed and I'm cuddling up to my husband. And I'm like, oh, that's genuinely when I feel the most beautiful.
Yeah. No, it's funny because a lot of people said that. I saw a few different people said when their skin is clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yes, heck yeah. I completely understand that because for those of you out there who are going through problems with your skin, I feel for you because that is the worst feeling. Like, I know there are bigger things to worry about in this life, but that is really, like, that can do a number on your confidence.
Oh, that's
super
hard. It's your
hard.
Face. It's like, you can't, it's so hard to hide it too with makeup. Like, it's just.
And it looks worse sometimes if you are putting on tons of makeup.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah. If I break out on my forehead and just like bumps everywhere and I put makeup on, I'm like, that looks 10 times worse.
Yes, it does. It's the worst thing ever. So if you're going through that, I'm so sorry. It will get better. I feel you. I've wanted to have like a skin expert.
I know. We need to have
on
one.
Our podcast because I think that would be really cool to hear just, I don't know, different things that you can do to help your skin. I know everyone has such different skin.
There's a million different remedies and stuff.
Different things work for everyone. But anyway, a lot of people said when my skin is clear.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people said, like, on the flip side, when their skin isn't clear, they feel like they just hide behind, like, pounds of makeup and their hair. And they're just, like, trying to. And I'm like, oh.
It's rough.
Sweetie, I feel you.
Seriously. Okay, so let me read some of the ones that we got.
Okay.
Right after I wake up. I actually kind of feel that.
Like, really?
Like, yeah. Like, right when I wake up, I'm kind of like, okay.
Okay, I feel like I'm Haney when I wake up. So that's good.
When I'm smiling or laughing or with people I love.
That's cute. I love that.
Mm-hmm. When I'm wearing a bomb outfit. True.
Same.
When I'm tan and happy. A lot of people said when I'm tan. I'm like, true.
Will never happen for me, but thank you, Saint-Tropez.
When I put tanning mousse oil on.
Thank you for sponsoring today's podcast episode. Just
please
kidding.
Send us 5 bottles.
I wish.
After I work out, I think I feel strong and confident, which makes me feel beautiful.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. After you finish a good workout and you're like sweating, ugh.
Yes.
It's the best feeling.
I love that.
The endorphins are flowing. Right after I get out of the shower, I don't know why, I just feel beautiful when I'm clean.
Oh.
Take a nap.
Take a nap.
I answered the wrong question. I feel beautiful when I'm napping.
Same.
After a face mask and my skin feels like heaven.
The best.
When my husband looks at me like Flynn looks at Rapunzel in the boat.
Aww.
So cute when I got chills. When I see pictures of myself laughing. Okay, that one is so cute.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
When I see pictures of me laughing, I'm like, oh, I'm Haney. No, I understand though because I'm like, okay, I look Haney because my laugh is so gross. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, no, that's so sweet. I love that.
A lot of people said when I'm rocking an outfit that makes me feel comfortable and confident, like when they wear a new outfit.
That is such a good feeling.
Oh, it's the best.
I'll get to that. Actually, I'll get to that later.
Okay. When someone randomly compliments me during the day and I hadn't thought of looks that day.
Cute. That's what we're saying. The power of a compliment, man.
Yeah.
Goes a long way.
Oh, when my 4-year-old looks at me and says, Mom, you look the most beautiful today.
Has a kid for that reason.
When I'm not worrying about how I look. Beauty to me is much more than that. Well, aren't you better than us?
Well, aren't you special? No, here's the thing. That is so true.
Seriously.
I actually agree with that because I feel like almost the days when I don't think about it, those are the best days.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I just don't care.
Have you ever gone a day and you get back and you're like, this is the first time I've looked in the mirror all day?
Yeah.
Those are the best days. Seriously.
I've been making a very conscious effort lately to not make excuses for how I look to people. Like, you know how when you're just wearing, like, even right now I'm wearing like a big t-shirt.
I don't really care, but I feel like I have to do it for other people.
You're like, I don't care that I'm wearing a big ugly t-shirt in sweats or jeans or whatever, but I feel like maybe they think I'm gross, so I'm gonna say something.
Yeah,
but I'm just trying so hard. Or when I don't wear makeup, like, my first reaction when I see anyone is to be like, oh, sorry, I'm so, like, gross, I'm not wearing makeup.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I don't need to make an excuse. I don't feel gross. Like, I feel fine. I shouldn't have to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying extra hard lately to not make excuses for myself. I need to start doing that. And even if you are, because it almost draws more attention to it. If you're like, oh, my outfit's so ugly, look at me, I'm so gross. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess you are. Whereas if you don't say anything at all, it's like, I don't really think people think twice about it.
No, I really like that, actually. I need to start doing that. Because I do the same thing where I don't even think that it's gross, and I don't think I'm whatever, but I think maybe they are thinking that about me. So I'm,
like, covering your bases. Myself.
Yeah.
I've said a million times in this podcast, I'm like, I'm heinous.
Same. When my husband is adoring me.
Cute.
When I'm active and get a lot done. When I'm happy and have on self-tanner, yeah.
Honestly, I feel you, girl.
In my PJs, same, though.
Seriously. Is there anything better than being in pajamas?
Oh,
no.
Nothing.
The answer is no. Am I the only one who, like, comes home from any event and then gets in my pajamas?
I do it immediately. I'm in my pajamas right now.
But it's public. Late, so that makes sense. But even sometimes, like, during the day, midday, I'll get home at, like, 2, and I'm, like, in my sweats.
Yeah.
I'm like, why the heck would I...
I'm jeans all day.
Yeah, like... Okay, I'm going to read a few of the longer messages. So someone said, hey, ladies, first of all, I love the podcast. You guys are so real, and I've loved all the topics you've addressed so far. I just wanted to answer the question in your Instagram story about when I feel the most beautiful. I think for me, it is important that I have my mental health in check before I can ever feel beautiful. In my life, this includes getting enough sleep, exercising in ways I enjoy, and getting time to relax both by myself and with my family and friends. Growing up, I thought I would feel beautiful when I was skinnier or wore makeup or had a boyfriend, but now that I'm older, I've realized that none of that really matters. If I'm living a balanced life and in a good place mentally, and I'm doing everything I can to be my best self, I can feel beautiful no matter how much I weigh or how many friends I have or whether I have managed to put on my makeup flawlessly.
Yes, girl.
Yes, girl. I love that.
Praise.
Yeah.
Praise be.
Have you guys seen Handmaid's Tale?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that show...
Scary.
...haunted me. Yeah. I couldn't even... I'm, like, so fragile. I watched the first episode. I'm like, I'm scared. It's
pretty dark.
It's very dark. Anyway, I just loved that because I think that a lot of people, even when we said, what makes you feel the most beautiful? I think immediately you think of looks.
Mm-hmm.
But that's real. Obviously, there's so much more to beauty, and I think that's cool that she realized that none of that stuff really matters.
There's two different kinds of feeling beautiful. I think there are days when, you know, when you're at an event and you've gotten really ready and you feel beautiful. Like, you're like, I really feel pretty. Then there's, like, this quiet confidence where you just feel
confident and beautiful.
Internally. Yeah, just overall, you just feel like a beautiful being.
Yeah. And that's really what you I feel like what's the important thing to strive for.
And the first one, when you have an event, you, like, get all dolled up, is great and all, but it doesn't last very long.
Mm-mm.
It's like you get home and you're like, I'm sick of this outfit, I'm whatever.
And something too that I, when I was listening to My Favorite Murder the other day, she said something like this too. She was like, there are so many people who aren't attractive to look at necessarily. Like, maybe they're deemed unattractive, but they're still, like, sexy or, like, beautiful because of their personality and their confidence. It's like that goes so far.
So far.
So far.
You train people to treat you how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
By how you treat yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
So I don't actually know if we've talked about this before, but my husband is a great example of this because my husband is 5'6", 5'7" on a good day, and he's a little guy. Like, he's short, little, and it's something that you notice.
He's listening. He's like, awesome.
No, he definitely knows this.
I'm kidding.
And we've had this conversation before because I told him this is, like, one of the things that attracted me to him the most at first is because, first of all, he's stupid handsome, so
yeah,
it's whatever and annoying. But he is short, and you know how guys have this, like, stigma around short is bad.
Yeah.
And girls are like, oh, I just want this guy who's
6'5". Tall and handsome and whatever.
Yeah, or whatever. And when you're younger, you're like, I just want a tall guy. Like, oh, he's tall. So when I met my husband, it was the most attractive thing to me that he did not care at all.
Yeah.
That he was short. And, like, it's like he didn't even know. And so to me, and I tell him this all the time, I'm like, it is so attractive. If you were to be like, oh, I'm so short, and just talk about it all the time, people would be like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, you are. That's what I'm saying. It draws attention to it.
It draws. Yeah, exactly. And so if you have anything like that, who cares? First of all, no one else really cares that much. And if you are confident in yourself, people are going to be drawn to you.
Definitely.
And it's really going to attract them to
you. Well, and that's funny because we've talked about that before. Leif's not tall either by any means. I think he's 5'8 or something. And I, before Leif, I only dated guys that were over 6 foot.
Yeah.
Not like that wasn't a thing, a checklist that I might race over 6 foot, but that's just kind of how it was. I always dated taller guys and I always thought that I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started dating Leif, obviously that all went out the window and it's like, okay, I don't even care. And the same with Leif, he'd kind of dated a specific type of girl for the most part. And then I was like a redhead and short and very different than anyone he'd ever dated.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like none of that matters when, you know, the person has confidence and a good personality. It's like the looks kind of go out the window.
Yeah, honestly. Exactly.
And they become more attractive to you.
Oh,
you know,
for sure. Yeah.
I feel like there's people that I know where when I first met them, I'm like, eh. And then I got to know them. I'm like, you're the cutest person ever.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
So, yeah.
So be confident. It takes everyone. You a long way.
So this girl said, it may sound weird, but I feel most beautiful when I can make others feel beautiful. I'm a hairstylist, so I get to spend every day helping women feel confident and beautiful on the outside. But my biggest goal is to make sure they leave feeling beautiful on the inside. It can be hard to give a compliment to a stranger on the street, which is why I love that my job presents the opportunity for me. Giving genuine compliments and seeing smiles on my clients' faces makes me in turn feel beautiful. It is so important to lift each other up and be the person to give a compliment to someone.
Aww.
Which I feel like we're getting repetitive, but I just love all of these. I'm like, mm-hmm. yes, I love this. And then this last one was kind of something you said as well. She just said, I feel the most beautiful when I wash off my full face of makeup. I love makeup, but when I have a fresh face, I feel my best.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, I don't even know. I think it's like a deeper thing than I'm even giving it credit for, but there's something about seeing yourself with no makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, really facing yourself in the mirror and, like, this is me. Do you know what I mean? Am I getting this too deep here?
Da, 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 da.
I'm going to insert that song. But you know what I mean? No, I'm not.
Too much work. I know exactly what you mean. Like, you see all of the little imperfections, how your face is not perfectly symmetrical, how it seems sometimes when you put makeup on to, like, correct it. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Just, like, I love myself. Mm-hmm. It's pretty powerful. So,
but even more so when you're tan.
Yeah. When you're tan in the summer, and it's no a lot easier.
Yeah,
exactly. No, seriously.
Okay, so this is our last question. What do you do to bring more peace into your life?
When I realize I'm lacking peace, I think like praying, meditating, exercising, all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
I can't think of one specific thing. I need more habits, honestly, that bring more peace into my life, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the only things I can think of off the top of my head that, like, I actually do.
I think taking deep breaths, that sounds so simple.
Yeah, that's good.
But it's something that as soon as I started going to school to be a health coach, they emphasized so much. And ever since I've started to practice it more in my everyday life, holy crap, does it make a difference.
Really?
Like, just
– I need to do that more,
honestly. So, okay. Here's one you can do.
Okay.
If you breathe in through your nose for 4 seconds, hold it for 6, like at the top, and then let it go out of your mouth for 8 seconds, slowly.
Falls asleep. I'm like,
if you do that 3 times, your mood instantly changes, and especially because I'm kind of one to get like very overwhelmed really fast, mm-hmm. like all of a sudden.
Same.
And so when I do that, it literally like, okay, I can do this.
I can do this.
It's fine.
I'm calm. Well, I love that.
So just simple breathing exercises, or even when you're getting mad or upset or you're stressed and like taking a deep breath and like counting your breath. Like even if you just do like four in and four out, works.
That's like a charm. I really like that. I'm going to start doing that.
Okay. So a lot of people said journaling helps a lot. It's super relaxing and therapeutic. Forgiving and accepting people.
Wow. I love that. That's really good.
Yoga. A bunch of people said pray, reading the Bible, reading my scriptures, Jesus, burn incense and meditate. Realize that even if I don't go to a certain social event, my friends will still be my friends. That is something you are allowed to say no.
Yes, and please do say no.
Yeah. Being nice, relaxing, drawing, listening to worship music, art, reading. A lot of people said pray.
That's a great one.
I think like praying and meditating is probably the number one answer.
Yeah. For a few of the other answers, I bring peace into my life by removing items that stand in its way. That's not to say I can remove everything. Obviously, things like job, family, relationships, and your husband can't just be tossed out of the window. But optional items like holding myself to an unachievable standard and that sweater that makes me feel bad every time I can't fit into it can be done away with. Getting rid of the excess stressors brings peace to me, which I think is so good. And
cut them out.
Yeah, cut it out. I even getting rid of just like organizing your life, getting rid of clothes that you hate and that you don't like to
look
at.
When you put them on, it puts you in a bad mood.
Yeah, or that you see in your closet every day and you're just like, I literally don't even like that shirt.
Yeah.
Like just get rid of the stuff and the crap you don't need. That goes for everything in life, not just material things. But I've found that the most unnecessary stealer of peace for me often comes from bad social situations and relationships, basically allowing people into my life who make things more difficult. I decided a while ago to cut things and people out if they are bringing me down and causing unnecessary stress. It seems kind of harsh, but sometimes you just have to. Life is too short. When I'm spending time with my husband, puppies, family, and just doing what I love, it brings peace. And that's something we talked about earlier. It's just like you don't have time for toxic people. No. Life is too short. What are you doing if you're letting people control your life that are making your life miserable or just bringing you any sort of stress, honestly? This I loved. I lay everything about myself on the table. All of my baggage, secrets, and my flaws are presented openly to those around me. It helps me to not hold things inside and to let others around me aid in the healing process.
Oh, I like and that because that. Other people truly like to help.
Yes.
Like when people offer their help, they're not hoping really that you say no.
No.
Most of the time they want to help and it makes them feel good to help you. So sometimes it's almost a gift to them to let them help you.
Yeah. And we were talking about it today, actually. You were like, I love just telling my secrets or like telling everything about myself openly, even on the podcast. Because then it's like, it's just all out there. Everyone knows and like, there's nothing to be, I don't know. You just feel like a weight has been lifted off you when you're just like very open about things, which I know is harder for some people than others. But I think that that can definitely bring a lot of peace into your life is just being so honest about yourself up front and not like putting up a front, I guess is what I was trying to say.
How stressful.
How stressful to live your life in constant like trying to fakeness. Please people. Yeah. Okay, so that was it for the questions. And I loved that because when I was reading all of those things, it kind of just made me realize how many options there are and things there are to do when you're in a bad mood or when you've had a bad day or when you're not feeling peace. It's like I feel so often that I'm just
stuck in a
bad mood. Yeah, I just let myself like, I'm just in a bad mood. That's just how it is. Today was the worst. Yeah. Throw myself a pity party. I don't know. So I hope that that can help you guys too. If you're ever having a bad day, maybe listen to this episode or just to write some of these things down and maybe like try them out if you are having a bad day or if you're feeling not confident or beautiful. I think that there are so many things that we can do to help ourselves that like often I don't even think
to or do. Even just noticing when you do things like, oh yeah, this is making me feel beautiful. Like I feel really good right now.
Yeah, and just remembering that. So I liked this a lot, and I feel like it lifted me up when I was reading.
And we got so many messages that I have screenshotted and saved and things that I'm like, oh yeah, duh, that I need to do that more.
Yeah, and obviously it's impossible to be perfect and do all these things nonstop, but I think if you just try one or two of them out, if you're having a rough time, it could help you a lot.
True.
So we're moving on to our little quotes that we liked for the week.
Our favorite segment of the podcast.
This is like a very just uplifting, inspirational episode right here. Just lots of good vibes. Do you want to go first?
Sure. So my favorite quote this week is, the true mark of maturity is when somebody hurts you and you try to understand their situation instead of trying to hurt them back.
I love that. I've heard that before.
Yeah. I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast or in our actual conversation, but oh, it was on the podcast with Abby Lindblom. When you are holding a grudge against somebody, it's like drinking poison and hoping that they die from it. It just doesn't work.
It's not gonna work.
It only is harming you. And also, I think I said this on one of them too, but accepting someone is letting go of your side of the story. And if someone is trying to, if they offended you, if they hurt you by any means, it usually means they're hurting and they're trying to send that emotional poison. If you've read the Four Agreements, they're trying to send that emotional poison onto you or into you. And it's your decision whether you take that or not. And also it's like you have to go about those situations with compassion, because there's really no other option besides holding a grudge and or trying to get revenge. And that never feels good. If you've ever seen any movie that Hollywood has ever come out with, like, revenge just never feels good.
No.
So
you think it will. You think it'll be satisfying, and it's always.
And it just takes your time up.
Whenever in the past I've fired back at like a rude comment or something like that, I immediately, like, because that's not necessarily the mature thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I immediately am like,
that was dumb.
That was stupid.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. That didn't feel good at all. I could have just taken the high road and either ignored them or been like, tried to understand it, you know, and been like, hey,
and it makes we're all you bad feel days. Less offended when you start to try and understand why they might have said that to you.
Yeah.
It's like maybe they had a bad day. Maybe they. You know, they have their own opinion. They can think whatever they want.
Well, and the bottom line is, like you said, everyone's hurting in different ways. Like, if someone's being super rude to you or trying to make your life harder, they're definitely hurting in some way, because no one that is confident and happy is going around trying to ruin other people's lives.
Yeah.
So that's just how it is. It's just the truth. Okay, so my quote is, again, very simple, but it just says, nothing changes if nothing changes. I know that might sound kind of like, okay, duh. But I saw another quote that was like, I'm going to butcher this, but it's like, the most insane thing to do is to try the same thing twice and expect different results.
Albert Einstein said that.
Oh, really? I'm like, yeah, some person said this.
Some silly guy.
That's something I have to remind myself, because I think sometimes I expect things to change. I want something to happen, and I'm like, yeah. But the bottom line is, like, nothing changes if nothing changes. You're not going to get in good shape if you don't work out, you know, or eat healthy, whatever it is. Or you're not going to
do the thing you've never done
if you don't do it. So it's just something to keep in mind, because I think a lot of times I keep bringing up working out, because that's something that's been on my mind a lot lately. I just have this desire to, like, be in good physical shape. I really want to be stronger and healthier.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, it's been this huge mental block for me where I, like, want to so bad, but also don't want to enough to, like, go for it fully. And I just keep reminding myself, nothing changes if nothing changes. Like, if I don't actually do anything about the way I'm feeling, then I will never be any different than I am today. And so, anyway, just something to keep in mind for anything in life, whether that's like going after something you've been wanting to do for a while. If you don't start on it, you're not going to progress in that specific thing.
Yeah.
So I like that
a lot.
That is going to be it. We're wrapping it up. Thanks so much for listening, guys.
That was a good episode for me. I feel like I needed that episode.
Same. I always feel very uplifted after we
record,
which is my favorite part of the podcast.
Yay.
So you guys know the drill. We're going to keep this short and sweet. Follow us on any social media at What We Said Podcast, and email us your stuff, whatever you want, stories, topic suggestions, anything, at hello@whatwesaidpodcast.com. We're very grateful for you guys. We love you so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye, guys.
See you later.